as this final day of February is sunny across the Upper Cumberland. Some sun in the life of high school basketball teams around the Upper Cumberland. For others, it's kind of a dark season is coming to an end as regional tournament action happening all across our region. Welcome to the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. We're going to talk to many of the coaches who participated in games last night across the region as the regional tournament started with the girls' side. We'll also get you set for the boys' regional tournaments that get underway tonight at locations both here and far. All of that coming up from Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. We're glad you've started your Saturday morning with us. Scoreboard first of all, and we begin with 1A regional tournament action where Pickett County improves to 27-3. They beat South Pittsburgh last night 68-25. Carol Ann Stockton had 18 points for the Lady Bobcats. Van Buren County and Red Boiling Springs, this one was quite a game down in Spencer, but it goes to Red Boiling Springs 62-45. The final score is Red Boiling Springs advances. Clark Range and Richard Hardy were set to go, but Richard Hardy forfeited that game, and so Clark Range advances automatically. Upperman in 2A basketball beats Bledsoe County 82-41, thanks to Reagan Hurst, 20 points on the night for the Lady Bees. Upperman advances to play York on Monday night at Tennessee Tech. That's because the Lady Dragons beat Cumberland County last night 64-57. Haley Johnson finished with 29 points. DeKalb County gets the win over Sequatchie County, 71-48, the final score. The Lady Tigers are now 18-14 on the campaign. They'll play Macon County Monday night over at Tech. To the 3A basketball regional, where White County escapes against McMinn County, 57-56 the final. Gracie Dodgen finished with 18 points for White County. It was Stone Memorial beating East Hamilton 62-60 last night. Tessa Miller had 23 for Stone Memorial as they go to 27-3 on the campaign. Cookeville falls to Bradley Central last night. Final score there was 57-46. K.K. Graves had 16 points for the Lady Cavaliers in a losing cause. Let's bring in Tyler Sapp, head coach of the Van Buren County girls, who fall last night to Red Boiling Springs. Coach, there's just there's no way to prepare when that season just goes dark and everything is done for the year, is there?
No, there's not. You know, that's a good speech to have when the season's over with. But, you know, I mean, you tell them you love them, you tell them how proud you are of them. And, you know, when you win 19 games, it's pretty successful. Obviously, we didn't get to where we wanted to get to, but, you know, it's still a successful year. We've improved the last 3 years in a row. And, you know, that's what we try to focus on when something like that happens.
I know you understand because you're with these young ladies every day, but it probably even for you makes you understand the emotion and the work that they put into it when you see it in their eyes when the season ends.
Yeah, I mean, especially for our senior, she was very emotional in the locker room, which, I mean, who's not going to be when you've played your last high school game? But you know, it happens to everybody across the state at some point in time.
Coach, what was the story of the game last night?
Well, we played them tough the whole time. About 4 minutes beat us, especially like the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. But there's a little stretch there in the third quarter too that kind of killed us. They got a few offensive rebounds, they got a few second chance shots, and scored 2 threes off of it, and that kind of put a little momentum in their favor. And then the fourth quarter they got up 6 and we had to come out of the zone and go guard them, and then they were able to go by us from that point in time. Then we had to start fouling and it was kind of over with from there.
It just got to the point where you just felt like defensively you had to make a change.
Yeah, I mean, they were up 6 with 3 minutes to go. They were going to hold the ball, and we had to go guard them to even have a chance. So
Tyler Sapp is with us, head coach at Van Buren County, as the girls fall last night to Red Boiling Springs. What are you most proud of when you look back at what this team has accomplished in 2019-2020?
Obviously, winning 19 games. We had a goal to get to 20, and we probably would have been there. We had to cancel again one game, but we probably would have been there. But that, and then just just the effort and the heart and the hustle that they put out all year. We strive on playing hard and playing good defense and rebounding well, and that's something that we improved on and we did all year.
And now you take a little bit of a break. Is it hard for you to kind of shut it down after day and night after day and night that you've put in personally as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, but it don't ever stop. So, I mean, you start preparing for next year as soon as it's over with, and getting everything ready to go and figuring out who you're going to have and what we're going to do and this, that, and the other. So it don't ever stop.
Are you optimistic about next year?
Yeah, we lose one senior. We'll have four juniors. That'll be the biggest senior class that I've ever had. And those kids have started since they've been sophomores. So, yeah, I'm very optimistic about next year. I mean, you know, our region's tough, so you never know what's going to happen once you get to there. But as far as regular season and district's concerned, we should be tough.
Well, I know that you didn't expect to be talking to us today after a loss, but we sure do appreciate all your time during the course of this season and the way you have made our region proud of the work that your basketball team has done. It's been fun to follow you all year. Thanks for spending some time with us, Coach.
Thank you for covering us.
Tyler Sapp, head coach of the Van Buren County Girls. They fall to Red Boiling Springs last night in Spencer, 62-45. Let's talk York Lady Dragons basketball. It was a matchup with Cumberland County, which always means a little bit more in whatever sport they are competing. But last night, the girls of York Institute get the win over Cumberland County, and head coach Michael Green joins us now. Kind of an ugly game to start, Coach, but in the postseason, it doesn't matter ugly or not. Getting a win is all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. This time of the year, I think most coaches agree, you know, they'll take a win no matter how ugly. And last night, you know, it was a little ugly for us, but we battled back and came out on top.
Just an offensive struggle for both teams?
No, actually, we struggled the first quarter, and they've got a little – Cumberland County's got a little point guard, a little freshman point guard. She's going to be an extremely, extremely good player. She had 21 in the first half. We didn't really have an answer for her. And then luckily, second half, my sophomore, Sage Smith, she done a great job on her, and I think held her to 6 points, and most of those were foul shots. But other than, you know, we had 18, 19, 20-point scoring quarters after that first, but we just kind of got off to a slow start offensively and defensively that first half. But luckily we battled back the second half and overcame a lot of adversity and got the W.
What do you like about how Sage has developed?
She's, you know, really, if she has a good game, we're usually pretty good. You know, she's like a lot of most of our younger players, you know, a little inconsistent. But, you know, when she buckles down defensively and just takes care of the ball and helps us get it up the court offensively, you know, we usually do a pretty good job no matter who we're playing. And last night, you know, if it hadn't been for her, we probably weren't coming out with a win.
Is there anything that you can do about inconsistency, or does it just come with time?
I think most of it's time. We've got so many girls, you know, whether it be freshmen, sophomores, juniors, that just never really didn't get much playing time at all last year. You would like for them at this point in time to kind of be over that, but it's still, you know, we still get the jitters a little bit sometimes and don't always put together four solid quarters. But when we do put together four solid quarters, we're pretty tough.
Head coach Michael Green, York Institute advances Cumberland County last night. So let's talk Haley Johnson. Great performance by her, 29 last night.
Yeah, she had, you know, she struggled the first half, just really had a hard time finding her shot, knocking anything down. Didn't get anything easy. Cumberland County done a great job defensively on us, but, you know, she really came alive the second half and hit some big foul shots. She ended up with 29. I didn't think she had that many until I looked at the book, but she had a big second half for sure.
When a player who is a good scorer is struggling with your shot, what is your recommendation to them as a coach?
try to get to the foul line. You know, try to get to the foul line, get you some easy ones. You know, anything going to the basket's great. But you've also got to remember, hey, you're going to find your shot. There's a reason you're a great scorer. You got to keep shooting the ball.
And if you kind of let it get in your head, it just makes it worse.
Yeah, you can't think about it. You know, I always told them when I played that if I could have missed 10 straight, but that next one's going in, I'm out there to score. And if you've got the green light from me, that's all the confidence you should need. You know, don't worry about missing one. You just got to keep shooting and think positive. If you start getting negative, you're not helping anybody. So just stay positive and it's going to come around.
Coach, what was your message to your team when it was all done?
You know, I told them before the game, play this one like it's your last, because, you know, if you don't show up and play, it will be your last. You know, think about warm-ups, and that might have been what might have got us a little jittered in itself. But, you know, I was like, look around at warm-ups and, you know, see, you know, enjoy your teammates. Think back about how hard we've worked since, you know, the 1st of June and how far we've came and how nobody thought we would be where we're at. And, you know, go enjoy it. But we weren't really enjoying it that first half, but we kind of we adjusted at halftime, and the girls did a great job of adjusting like we wanted them to. And, you know, then once again, I can't say enough about Sage Smith defensively that second half with the Crossville's Barragona. I mean, she done a great job on her. If it hadn't been for that, we're probably sitting at home for the rest of the season.
And that's such a key in postseason basketball. You have to be able to adjust on the fly.
You've got to be able to, because, you know, you never know what teams are going to throw at you. Offensively, they did, or defensively for them, they did. You know, they pressed, played this man like we thought. But they had a player that really had an outstanding night their first half. And, you know, we had to adjust and play defense basically not like we're really used to. You know, we were having to focus on one player, and as you know, in our district, there's more than one player on any team you got to focus on. And the girls did a great job of adjusting at the half. Can't say enough about it.
And now another matchup with Upperman.
Got another one, number four. You know, maybe we can get lucky and play four solid quarters and give them a good game. You know, tell the girls we've got nothing to lose. It's hard to beat anybody three times. Maybe it's even harder for four.
York Institute gets the win over Cumberland County last night, 64-57. Head coach Michael Green, as always, we appreciate you being with us on the High School Playbook.
Hey, appreciate you having us on there.
Have to admit that when we saw the regional pairings a little earlier in the week and we saw Cookeville paired up with Bradley Central, caused us to kind of stop for just a moment or so, because it feels like that so many Cookeville teams kind of go to Bradley Central, and that's where it comes to an end. Unfortunately, that's the story last night for the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers. They fall to Bradley Central last night, 57-46, and head coach Jamie Gillis joins us now on the High School Playbook. Coach, I know it wasn't what you expected to happen last night, and in a tough one to have to communicate to your young ladies that the season's over.
Yeah, it was tough, and Bradley is a very, very talented team, and we went down there, and it's a really tough place to play, and we gave them all they wanted, and I'm really, really proud. You know, before the game, I told my kids, when we leave here tonight, let's just say that we left it all on the floor, win or lose, and, you know, don't leave anything left a chance. You know, I could have played better, I could have done this better, and we absolutely did not. So we left it all there. We played our hardest and had a couple calls gone a different way. I think we might have come out with a different result, but part of the game.
It seemed like that the third quarter was kind of a turning point in the basketball game. You get outscored 14-4. Was there any adjustment that they made, or was it just kind of one of those things?
We just struggled to score in that third quarter and had some good looks. And, again, you know, drives to the basket that, you know, I felt like we could have got to the free throw line and, you know, they weren't called. And so kind of took us out of our game a little bit, and then you know, they came down and made some shots, and we just couldn't counter their shots, and we let them get a couple and ones late in the third quarter with their post players. Their post play at Bradley is really, really good, and so it just, you know, had a few possessions, you know, go against us right there. But, you know, my team all year fought back. We get down, it doesn't really faze them. I mean, we came back and cut it to four with 2 minutes to go, and I think we had a chance to cut it to two and a shot rimmed out. So, you know, it's just part of the game. You can't have multiple possessions where you can't score, or you don't put it in the basket, and that's what happened to us.
Yeah, you mentioned that resilience. I mean, your team just never seemed this year to – you get down six, you get down eight, okay, we're just going to fight back, and we're going to try to find a way to get back in this basketball game.
Yeah, I think we were down 18 against Stone going into the fourth quarter and cut it to 4-6. I love their fight, and they never say die. You know, they never laid down all season. And we had quite a few games like that because, you know, we played such a tough schedule and such tough teams that, you know, you would get down and then we'd fight back. And so I can't say enough of how proud I am of this team and their grit and their effort. And I hated to see it end because I have a great group, had a great group of seniors. But, you know, not everybody can make it out of the region and into the state tournament, so we'll just keep fighting for another year.
Jamie Gillis is head coach of the Lady Cavaliers of Cookeville as they fall to Bradley Central. You mentioned those seniors, Julie and Katie Dunaway, Cassie Shope. How have they impacted your basketball team, and more than that, coach, impacted your program?
Oh my gosh, what they've done for my program is just unbelievable, and I told them last night I'll be able to go back 5-10 years from now and show teams videos of how they played and how hard they played and their grit and determination and be able to use that for years to come. I mean, the Dunaway twins are just solid. You know, they're so different on the court. Julie's just hard-nosed, you know, will get out there and guard the toughest kid, and she makes big shots, you know, and Katie's come in this year and just really been totally solid. You know, she's all around just played every position, had to guard every style, every type of player, and never complain. I mean, they show up on extra times that we open the gym. They work hard all the time, and they're just great kids. And Cassie Shope, you know, I bragged on her last night because I challenged her this year, and especially late in the year, and she absolutely took that challenge and stepped up and gave it all she had. And I mean, I don't think I took her out in the second half last night until the very end when we were trying to foul because she just played so, so well and gave us 100% effort. And that's what I can say for all three of them, 100% effort all the time. And I will sorely miss them as people and as players for sure.
This is probably an unfair question less than 12 hours after your season ended, but do you feel like that you are where you want to be in terms of building your program at Cookeville High?
Yes. I mean, obviously we want to get out of the region tournament. You know, we want to go far further. But I definitely think we're moving in the right direction. And like I said earlier, you know, we make our schedule to play, you know, the toughest teams in Tennessee so that it'll prepare us for this time of year. And, you know, I can't be more excited about the future for Cookeville High School and Lady Cav basketball because, you know, I've got kids that come in, like I said, every day, and they work hard, and they're bought in. And so I just, yeah, I'm super excited. And I think, you know, in the next year, few years, we're going to make that run, and we're going to have that team that is going to have that experience to get it done.
I'm curious, because one of the things that you did this year is, I mean, you played a lot of people. Was that an attempt to try to get you ready for taking the next step as a basketball program?
Well, I've just got a lot of kids that can play, and that I felt like, you know, trying to get them in, and, you know, I've got a lot of players that were kind of the same, and it was just kind of like trying to see who who you can get in there and who's going to get hot and ride that out. You know, I got criticized a lot for playing so many kids, but I wouldn't change it. I don't think if I could go back, because I think it helped us, and I think it'll definitely help us moving forward that those kids have now had experience and understand. You know, I played, you know, Jordan Gillis and Cassie Gallagher a ton as freshmen, and that's going to help them, you know, moving forward. And so I told people at the beginning of the year, you know, the depth of my team is a good problem to have, but it's a problem because it's hard to play 12 kids when you feel like, you know, everybody's working hard in practice, and everybody, you know, you think, well, if I give this a kid a chance, she could probably come in there and do something, and then, you know, you don't want to take kids out of rhythm or momentum. And so it was tough. It was a tough year for me just to know the right combinations. And I don't know, I feel like last night we had good combinations in there and, you know, worked it out. But, you know, I think it'll definitely help us moving forward.
Well, there's no way to compare practice experience versus game experience. I mean, you have to get in there and play the game to be ready to step up when you're a sophomore next year or a junior next year or whatever the case may be.
Right, exactly.
Coach, we appreciate the time all season long in covering your Lady Cavaliers, and we wish you a great off season and look forward to next season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Jamie Gillis, head coach of the Lady Cavaliers. They fall to Bradley Central 57-46 Friday night on the road. Regional basketball tournament action across the Upper Cumberland, getting set for the boys to take to the court tonight. Let's preview Stone Memorial's game as the high school playbook rolls on, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. And I guess we can continue with the Bradley Central portion of our program, since we were talking about Cookeville's trip to face the ladies of Bradley Central last night. Stone Memorial takes on Bradley Central tonight. Neil Capps, head coach of the Panthers, joins us. Coach, you like to be playing this time of the year. That's the number one thing, right?
There's no question, Larry. If you're playing this time of year, it means you've got into what a lot of people consider the real tournament. The region tournament is your, you know, you're down to the final 62 in your division, 64, excuse me, and you're, you know, every game matters now. Anything can happen. As you saw last night throughout the state, it did not matter from one seeds to four seeds. Everybody's got a chance, and we're just excited to still be a part of it and looking forward to our opportunity here tonight.
How do you feel like you're playing right now?
Well, we're in kind of the ebb and flow of high school season. You know, I have a lot of young guys, inexperienced guys. We only have two seniors, one that plays a lot in the rotation. So we're playing a lot of younger guys, and by this time, you know, we should be well more experienced. But so is everybody else. So we've got a lot of guys that we're just. Kind of playing inconsistent right now, but we're not playing. Typically, I always like to be playing much better going into postseason than we are. We're kind of in a slump. We've lost six out of our last eight, you know, and that's not what you want to be doing this time of year. We're getting good starts. We're starting games off well. Good first quarter. You know, we got to find four consistent quarters. We're putting two and a half or three quarters together, but leaving out a fourth, and it's getting us in trouble. So and tonight's another great opportunity for us to put things together, and hopefully we can and find some success.
I'm curious about that. When you are playing so many young players, do you ever think about whether they're dealing with just they're physically and mentally tired of playing night after night after night to this point of the season?
I think it does. When a lot of my guys, you know, last year they were a fourth option or a fifth option, you know, and now they're having to be that one option or the two or the three option, and that really matters, and that does weigh heavily on them. That is mentally taxing, not just physically taxing, but mentally taxing, and the physical will follow the mental. And I've got to make sure as a coach that I do a good job at recognizing that and not putting putting more on them that they can handle and making sure that they have confidence in themselves, because, again, that's something I got to make sure I'm doing a good job of, and I can always do better at making sure that we trust them when they're out there, that we have confidence in them. And they're going to mess up, and we can't make a big deal out of everything. And sometimes this year, I know I have, make a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak. And I've just got to let them grow through their mistakes and get better at it. Because, you know, the thing we've tried to say all year is just fail our way to success. Because there's no better teacher than a mistake, and hopefully we can learn from them and move on. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that, learning through this tough patch. And hopefully we can use it to prepare us for a neat little stretch of stretch of games here in this postseason.
A coach that admits they sometimes make a mountain out of a molehill. That may be a first.
Well, there's no question. I mean, I'm not perfect. I tell my guys that all the time. I'm not perfect in any way. I know I mess up. I mess up all the time, and I don't always do a good job at putting my guys in the best situation. And yes, I freely admit they win in spite of me sometimes. You know, but that's part of a team. I'm part of a team. You know, we're all in it together, and I could, you know, they mess up, I mess up, I do take a lot of input from my guys. I ask them, you know, I said, what do you want, you know, on the bench during games, I'll ask them, what do you want to do? What do you think? What are you seeing out there? You know, so it's a give and take, I have no problem freely admitting that I mess up quite a bit.
Stone Memorial Coach Neil Capps joins us on the High School Playbook. Bradley Central, what have you seen on tape that impresses you about them?
A lot of scary individuals. They have a real quick rundown. They've got a sophomore point guard, Quante Berry, is about 6'4". He's already got two SEC offers, one from Florida, one from Texas A&M. He's the full package. He can go. He can put it on the floor and take it to the rim. He can pull up mid range. He can, if you go under a screen, he can pull up for a three. He is a mess to have to deal with. Second best player is Trey Curry, who is about he's a 6'5" athlete who's already got multiple D1 offers in football or to be wide receiver. He plays the game the right way. He's got a nice little shooting touch. He can take you off the rim. He can post you up. Next kid is Mason Rothwell. He's a 6'6", combo player where he can go back to the basket. He can shoot to three. He rebounds the ball well. And then they got several just really solid role players after that, high IQ. And they're really well coached by, you know, Chuck Clark does a great job. I've been friends with Chuck Clark since we've both freshman coaches over 20 years ago, you know. So it'll be a neat little experience, getting to coach against a friend, a really good friend of mine. And they, you know, the tradition at Bradley is second to none. I mean, they've been around for a long period of time. They've got a strong following, strong fan base. There's a lot of pride down there. And one of the things I always tell our guys is, you know, we're such a young school. We're just in our 14th year as a school, where Bradley's been around for years and years. So the kids you're playing against tonight, their dads played at Bradley, their grandpas played at Bradley, and there's a lot of pride that goes into that for those kids that we're playing tonight. So they're really going to have to get after it. We're going to have to overcome a lot of tradition and pride and, you know, a two-hour bus trip. So I'm looking forward to seeing how our guys respond to what they got before them.
Stone Memorial Coach Neil Capps, we wish you the best of luck tonight. Thanks for spending some time with us Saturday morning.
No problem. Thank you, Larry, for having us. I appreciate everything you guys do here at the High School Playbook. And just thanks, guys, and God bless.
Neil Capps, head coach of Stone Memorial, headed to Bradley Central tonight. By the way, they beat Cleveland, which a lot of people consider the best team maybe in all of the state of Tennessee. Just a couple of days ago. So they're riding high. Tough one tonight for Stone Memorial. All right, back to the girls' tournament and what happened last night across the region. Let's talk DeKalb County High School basketball. The DeKalb County Lady Tigers go on the road to Sequatchie County, and they get a big win, 71-48. Head coach Danny Fish joins us now. Coach, it is never easy to win on the road, but you go and win in a very impressive fashion.
Yeah, the kids came out. They followed the game plan like they needed to, and because of that, was able to give us a pretty good advantage in the first half. Took her foot off gas a little bit, got a little foul trouble in the third, but the girls hammered down in the fourth and secured a win on the road. Like you said, it's never easy at this point, especially when everybody's fighting for one more breath. You know, winner take all games. Everybody knows what's on the line, so. Every win at this point is very exciting.
Especially when you can come out and just control the game from the tip, which, looking at the stats, that looks like what you did.
We got out a little bit early, made some, mistakes, but, kind of calmed down, regained our composure, and, started pounding the ball where we had the advantage. We had this size advantage, and inside with Katie Farrell and Kinsey France and Megan Walker, we just worked inside out last night. Hopefully we'll be able to continue that on Monday night, but from the very beginning to the very end, I was very pleased with what our team did and how they represented us.
Katie Farrell leading the scoring with 22 last night. What did you like about her game, Friday?
She was just a little bit of everywhere. I mean, she showcased a little bit of everything, the dribble drive, the post, the mid-range game. I mean, Katie's a very, very good player that can hurt you in many different ways. And last night she showed a variety of ways that she could hurt people. I mean, not only 22 points, but she had 8 boards last night. And, anytime that we can get the ball down low and be able to get to the rim, it opens up, perimeter looks for our shooters like, Amy Caldwell and, Megan Cantrell and, Maya. So I liked what Katie did last night. Just hope that it continues, into Monday.
Tigers head coach Danny Fish with us on the high school playbook. You also played great defense last night. What did you like about your defensive performance?
It was pretty suffocating. We changed looks a lot. We tried to confuse them. They were a little bit quicker than us, so we tried to change up our looks. We were changing, defenses on every made basket, depending on what kind of basket it was. And I think that caused them some confusion, and it ran into us getting some turnovers and us getting out on a break, getting in transition. But I like what our kids did. There when the third quarter when they made a little run, we were fouling a little bit too much. And, that comes along sometimes with, pressure defense, trapping style defenses. You tend to foul just a little bit. And, once we made that adjustment, made that correction, we were able to do, some things that we wanted to defensively a little bit better and a little bit more efficient.
Every DeKalb County fan understands what has been the storyline of this season with the injuries and not having your core together every single week. Do you feel like you're playing your best basketball right now?
I think that we're playing, pretty good basketball. Do I think that we still got a higher ceiling? Yeah. Hopefully that higher ceiling will come out, against number one Macon on Monday night. But to be where we're at right now with everything that's kind of happened to us this year, knocking on 20 wins again and, we end up finishing third in 8AA, which you know how difficult that is, and just pretty pleased with my kids as far as the maturity that they've showed and the mental and physical toughness of the grind of the year, and just proud of where we're at right now. But not ready for it to be done. We got a tall task on Monday, and we know how tall it is, but we got to step up and have the courage to take that task head on, and I believe our kids will be ready for that opportunity.
Danny Fish, what is the biggest challenge that Macon County presents from an X's and O's standpoint?
They're extremely athletic, and they have good role play. We all know about Jalen Gregory, and we know about Keeley Carter, two of the best players in our area here in the mid-state. Keeley being a Miss Basketball finalist, and you know, Jalen being a Division One commit. But, you know, what makes Macon so good, I believe, is their role players, you know, their Abby Shoulders and, you know, Jamie Ashburns and those guys and their ability to knock down shots. You know, I mean, you can key on two players and hopefully do a good job with them, but somebody else is going to be open. And, you know, here in the past year, 2 years, 3 years, you know, they've been able to have really quality role players step up in big-time moments for them. So we're going to need a little luck, and we're going to need to, you know, play one of our better games and more efficient games. But, you know, everybody's counting us out but us. That's what we talked about last night in the locker room. You know, we know what we can do. And you know, the only thing that keeps us from winning that game, I think, is a little bit of doubt in our own selves, which, you know, we all run into that in life. But we can't listen to that. We got to stick to the plan and, you know, be focused on what we can do and do what we do well. And I think, you know, if we can do that, hopefully we can come out with a W like last year in the regions. I mean, you know, nobody was counting us on us to upset Upperman or even to upset Cumberland last year. So, you know, we're kind of used to playing into that underdog role because that's, you know, kind of DeKalb County basketball. And we're just excited for the opportunity to have another shot at Macon, you know. And I just feel like if we'll you know, come in with a lot of mental toughness and, you know, play physical and play our style of basketball, that you know, we can hang around and have a chance to win at the end. And, you know, all we want is a chance, Larry. That's all we want.
We'll be cheering on the Lady Tigers on Monday night. DeKalb County beats Sequatchie County 71-48 last night. Coach Danny Fish, as always, thank you for the visit.
No, I appreciate you, Larry. Thank you.
One of the great stories in high school basketball across the Upper Cumberland this winter has been the Lady Bobcats of Pickett County. They keep that rolling last night. High School Playbook is sponsored by Mountain Barn Builders. We're glad you're with us. Let's talk some high school basketball. Head coach Brent Smith of the Pickett County Lady Bobcats, who get the win over South Pittsburgh 68-25, joins us. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Are you playing as good a basketball as the numbers indicate right now?
Well, you know, the thing is, I feel like we have, you know, before we got into tournaments, I feel like we were playing probably some of our best basketball. And we had, especially our first half in the district semis, we come out really sluggish and obviously wasn't ready to play. And then second half, we kind of flipped the switch and played our style of basketball. So, you know, I think we're playing some of our better basketball. I still feel like we're playing better at the end of the regular season, but, you know, we've found a way to survive in advance, I guess, and that's all you can ask for at this point, next step.
As a coach, are you just trying to figure out how do I flip that switch and get us back to that point?
Right, and that's the thing. You're always looking for something other. Now you're such every day's almost preparation day, and you got to prepare for the next team. You know, people don't realize that, you know, there's hours of film work, and you're trying to make that. You're probably more so focusing probably too much on the other team instead of focusing on yours. And in all actuality, if you just focus more on yours, and as coaches, we're kind of guilty of that. You know, I think we're trying to prepare for the next team instead of preparing for your, you know, what you've done wrong, and you try to have to find that happy medium, which one's going to make you work the best. And hopefully we can find that here in the next couple of weeks, hopefully.
When I think of Pickett County basketball under Coach Smith, I think of defensive play. Is that one of the things that maybe when you're not scoring the way you want to or not running the offensive sets the way you want to, that you can still rely on your defense?
Well, you know, the thing is, good defense makes good offense. And, you know, sometimes if you're not playing good defense, you're not going to score like you should. And, you know, we're coming, like I said, in the district semis. We give up 42 points in the first half. And, you know, and then we only – you know, we didn't score, obviously, either. But when a team's, you know, been able to shoot in the high percentage rate on you, you're not doing what you should do. And, you know, and then when you get down on that end, you know, obviously, offense end, you're kind of pressured to do, you know, to pick it up. So, you know, I think, you know, and like I said, good defense makes good offense. And if you're not scoring offensively, sometimes it goes back to your defense. And so, you know, that's the big thing. You've got to play on both ends. And you know, I think our defense is intense, and you know, we're going to make people score sometimes, but we like to get up and down the floor and have fun, and sometimes that works to our advantage, and sometimes it doesn't.
Pickett County Coach Brent Smith with us from Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. Coach, what was the story of the game against South Pittsburgh last night?
Well, just, they're a team that's up, and, you know, they're still young, I think, and they were excited just to be in the region tournament, and they came up, and like I said, they won. I think they're about a 500 team, and they had, you know, they had some size and some length and some quickness, but their skill was still what they were working on toward. And you know, we got out early and jumped on them. You know, I think got on 10-2, and then never looked back. We shot the ball well last night, and you know, moved the ball. You know, had 48 points at half, and you know, was able to rest some people and get some youth in and get them some experience. But anytime, you know, in the region tournament, you take the next step and you can rest some people and get ready for the next game. That's important, and I think that you know, last night we were able to do that.
Explain the value to the fan that may not have played basketball, but the value of getting those young players in a state tournament atmosphere.
Well, just you know, experience. It's like anything. You can prepare yourself for anything, but when you actually get to, you know, set foot on the floor and get the experience behind it. You know, we had a great crowd last night. We always seem to find to have a good, great following, and anytime you can get some youth in there, it will prepare them for, you know, for future things to happen for them. So, you know, it gives them some drive to practice harder, you know, and get better in the off season. So, you know, anytime you can do that and get the youth in and let them experience that, it's got to be a positive.
What do you know about Trousdale County?
Well, this will be our fourth time playing them. You know, the first time we played them, we took care of them pretty handily. The next two times, it was an 8-point game. And like I said, in the district semis, we really struggled with them in the first half. They shot it really well. They just come off an upset win over Clay County, and they were playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, they played a really good team last night and probably a tough place to play at Whitwell. And, come out, you know, had a big lead, I think, at half, and kind of had, a double-digit lead going into the fourth and wound up winning 3 or 4. But they got some shooters, and they've got a post player that's really good. And, you know, if we'll just play our brand of basketball, I think we'll be okay. But, you know, we thought that going into the last time we played them, it was a war. Like I said, they had a 12-point lead at halftime, and we stormed back and took the lead at the end of three, but it was a battle. I expect the same thing, you know, when we play them on Monday night. We'll have to bring our A game.
So proud of what you and the Lady Bobcats have accomplished so far, and can't wait to see how far it goes. Brent Smith, head coach at Pickett County, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Pickett County wins over South Pittsburgh 68-25 to survive and advance. Time? Well, the Cookeville Cavaliers, one of the teams doing that. This is the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight as the boys' regional tournament gets underway, and head coach Josh Hurd joins us. Coach, why do you think you're playing so well right now?
Well, I mean, I think the boys have put in a lot of work at practice, and we focus more on defense, and, you know, we've come together as a team a little bit more, and, you know, it's, you know, just being shown, being illustrated in those games.
Are the guys more comfortable now in what you're asking them to do?
I mean, they are. You know, they are, you know, they is. It's almost like a repetition deal in practice, and, you know, in games, they just know my expectations, and just they know the expectations for their teammate as well. So it helps that, you know, when they see one teammate playing hard, taking charges or diving on the floor or doing little things, extra passes, then they know that, you know, them themselves needs to do the same thing. So, you know, that type of attitude just breeds to winning.
Speaking of tough, you play one of the better basketball teams in the state tonight in Cleveland. You've seen them. How much does the past experience help you? How much can you change at this point of the season if you wanted to do something different against them?
Well, it helps us tremendously, you know, just being accustomed to how they're going to play us on defense and how they're going to, you know, try to do things on offense helps us, you know, a great deal. And, you know, and all the coaches know and all the players know, you know, we're a lot better team than we were when we played them, you know, those last two times. We had a game plan that went in, you know, going into those games that, to be honest with you, is, you know, I kind of set ourselves up, you know, for failure a little bit. And you know, tonight, you know, we're gonna come at them, you know, the way that we need to come at them. And just, you know, even though they're, you know, 29-1 or whatever their record may be, you know, we have to play them just like they're, you know, 0-0. I mean, that's their record. You know, this is the first game of the region, so we're not going to go in fearful and just scared to play them. And, you know, I think that's what we did, you know, the first two times. You know, we were so worried about certain aspects of their game and their players, and it kind of put us on the back burner in regards to, you know, how we're going to play them. But, you know, today is going to be just totally different. You know, they have to win this game to go on the same way we have to win this game to go on. So, you know, both teams are on even field right now.
Coach, what is the key in your mind to this game tonight and your Cavaliers getting the win?
Well, the biggest thing, we talked about this in practice the last couple of days, just taking care of the basketball. You know, we hurt ourselves so much by allowing other teams to shoot the ball more times than we get to shoot the ball. You know, so, you know, one of the biggest keys is, you know, us not turning the ball over in their half-court defense and in their trapping defense. You know, if we can do that and just make open shots, you know, they're gonna give us a few open opportunities that we have to produce. You know, we have to make those shots that they give it to us, because, you know, they're gonna be playing five to six players tops. You know, so we know that going in, and we have to make them guard us as long as they possibly can. So in that, you know, latter of the third quarter, fourth quarter, you know, we can wear them down a little bit, and we could just, you know, use our depth a little bit, that, you know, it can just help us, you know, in that fourth quarter.
Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for spending some time with us on game day as you get set to take on Cleveland. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Cookeville head coach Josh Hurd, one of 10 Upper Cumberland boys teams that will be in action tonight in the regional tournaments. There's action in Salina, Spencer, Jamestown, Baxter, and Sparta, so there's no excuse for you not to go out and see some great high school basketball tonight. We'll, of course, have it covered for you at ucsportsnation.com, driven by East Tennessee Ford.